Now, these emotional blockages can be removed in various ways. First of all, through what we may describe as general self-knowledge. We must start by being aware that we are blocked. Most people like to think, oh, how kind and how friendly and how outward-going, how spontaneous they are, but not a bit of it. If you take a closer look at yourselves, you'll usually find that you are very, very blocked indeed. But you don't really express, certainly not to the full, extent of your capacity, the emotional energies which are within you. Most of them, if not all of them, are dammed, are blocked up. So first we have to understand, we have to see this, we have to face up to this fact, be aware of this, that we are in a state of blockage. We might even say chronic blockage. And we have to try to understand why. Not just work it out intellectually by reading books on psychology, but just try to see how it comes about that we are blocked in this way and our emotional energies do not flow forth, do not function freely. It does sometimes happen that blockages, emotional blockages, are removed, as it were, automatically in the course of meditation, even without your thinking anything about it or about them, or even knowing intellectually about them. It does sometimes, in fact quite often happens, that in the course of meditation certain emotional blockages will be resolved. And as a result of this, there are various side effects. As sometimes we find that as a result of meditation, sometimes in the midst of the meditation, some people start crying. They start weeping bitterly and shedding tears and so on. And this is the relaxation, the resolution, if you like, to some extent, at least partially, of one or another emotional blockage. So it's a very good thing when it does happen. Some people again find what we call the communication exercises very, very helpful. We've done these communication exercises in retreat, as many of you know, and those who have undergone them, those who have experienced them, know that at the end of the exercises, you feel as it were emotionally liberated. You feel as though emotional energy, that energy in general, is almost pouring out of you, and you feel greatly stimulated. You feel much more vital, much more alive than you were before, because a portion of that blocked energy has been released and liberated. So the communication exercises can also help in many cases, if not in the majority of cases, at least to some extent. So these are just some of the ways in which blockages are removed and the blocked energy, as it were, liberated and made available to the whole of the conscious psyche.